ideas of what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hennen, and there's Mr. Steve Bakken.
Yeah, it helps to have the microphones on, doesn't it?
Yes.
Push sometimes, a little bit.
Push the on button. You kind of like to have it work, you know what I'm saying? Exactly right.
I have a friend that does that every day. They scaled back at his radio company, so he's in charge of turning his own mic on and off, and he has issues with that. Epic fail on his mic turning on and off skills. I guess it's rudimentary, but
yeah,
done that.
Exactly right. Hey, my buttons are popping today.
Uh-oh.
Am I allowed one little proud papa moment?
Is that because you ate too much of that roll over there?
Oh, yeah. Steve brings in donuts today. I said, no, I'm not going to eat. I tried to refuse it. He says, I'll take one for later.
I'm going to
go put them in the break room.
And you're like, check my willpower. Yeah.
So I
half gone.
I set it aside here, and now it's half gone.
By the way, Scott, you got frosting all over the side of your...
Anyway, quick proud papa moment here. Our son, Alex, who's safely in school now, so I can talk about this because he'd be absolutely killing me. But he's a senior in high school. He's 17 years old. Got his, at 17, I don't know how rare this is. Maybe our listeners will tell me it's not as rare as I think it is, but received his pilot's license yesterday. Passed his test.
At 17?
At 17. He soloed at 16. On the 16th birthday, he soloed. He turned 17 earlier this summer, and now he's a pilot. Did all with his own money, raised, worked, and saved enough money, and
awesome.
All the flight lessons and everything else. So, so anyway, his mother and I are just extraordinarily proud of that achievement. And so, I had to brag for a moment. If you allow me a bragging moment.
So you're just happy because you don't have to drive all the time out to Tioga,
or Williston,
or
exactly
Dickinson,
right,
or Bismarck, yes, or Minneapolis, or wherever you're traveling. So.
14 years old when he started ground school, when he got the bug, and soloed at 16. And a pilot at 17. Isn't that cool?
Oh, awesome. I tell you.
And a straight-A student besides. So he would absolutely kill me if he knew we were talking about this. But I'm just very proud of the young man, and he is extraordinary.
You can't abuse your children in that manner, why do you have kids?
You know what's funny is that last night an individual came up to me at the Pizza Ranch and said he has this passion where he talks to young kids about the Constitution and test their knowledge on the Constitution. He was telling me how woefully adequate he believes today's youth are. And he said...
Adequate?
Inadequate, sorry.
Big disconnect here.
No, how woefully inadequate they are in their knowledge of the Constitution. So he tells me, he says, I quizzed this one young man one time, and I said, I was amazed, and I said, well, how do you know so much about the Constitution? Here, first, and Alex said, my dad is Scott Hennen. And I quickly deflected any credit for that, because his teacher, in fact, he goes to Shanley High School. They have a phenomenal teacher, Mr. Rusted, who just does a phenomenal job with it. Knowledge of the Constitution, constantly quizzing them. It really amazing. And I know we've talked about this before on the air. We've had people call and talk about different teachers all across the state that are great at it. And there are some good ones, and they really stick with you. But that was a proud papa moment. Mostly, again, not for me, for him.
I'll throw it back even further. It's not just the kids. There's a lot of adults. And in certain avenues, chalk me up, too. I got my hand raised. We're all a little remiss about knowing the Constitution. And that's something that we should know.
Absolutely. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm done with the bragging now, okay?
All right, fine.
Are you done
with your roll over there?
I had to vent. No, I'm saving my roll for after the show.
That's what you said before.
We had an interesting talk radio moment yesterday on the program, and we'd like really, in all honesty, to hear from our audience about how we handled the situation. I mean, and sincerely, we need a report card. A's welcome, F's welcome. I mean, keep us humble here. After our debate on the water issues yesterday, we opened up the phones and we got a call from Craig in Leith, North Dakota, right? And, I guess I didn't, when I saw Craig Leith up on the board, I didn't think anything of it. I don't know if you did, Steve. But it was, 30 seconds into the call, we knew who we were talking to.
And he started to talk, and then it's like, this is Mr. Cobb.
And immediately after him was a whole pile of listeners that wanted to, ask him questions. So, we're cautious here about not wanting to, I have an opinion that, part of this whole situation with these white supremacist Leith is to get attention. So there's a part of me that bristles every time that we end up in that position. On the other hand, It's a small town in North Dakota that's going through a very difficult situation. It's news.
It's news.
Anyway, tell us how we did. If you heard that, we would like your opinion. We really want to know whether we handled that correctly or
in a situation like that. Though it's a fine line on defining the news and separating that from giving somebody a bully pulpit and that platform to just rant and in most cases hate speak. I'm going to say hate speak and trying to discern that and not let that go. That's the hard part, and I hope we did a good job of that.
You tell us just unvarnished feedback on that, because things like that are going to happen from time to time when you have folks like that that are here. And
I remember when the Leaf story first broke, we had that caller that called in, and he had about 8 minutes on the air. And he was a white supremacist that was working on the oil patch, not associated with Mr. Cobb.
He was defending him.
Yeah, and he was defending him, but it was informational. And I found that interesting. And
sad.
Yeah, sad, but I am not agreeing with any of it. But I did find that interesting.
Here's how you tell us what's on your mind and give us your report card. Give us our report card. Give us your grade on how we did yesterday on that program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of guests did also tell you about the former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, will be here later this hour. He's written a new book about hearts and about his own personal situation with a heart disease and everything that he...
Shouldn't this book come out a little bit closer to Valentine's Day?
Yeah, maybe so.
Maybe so.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, so we'll talk about his new book. It's called Heart, an American Medical Odyssey. He wrote it with his longtime cardiologist. Looking forward to that chat with Dick Cheney and any questions you have for him. Also, in our 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about a little pipeline that's a big deal. Alliance Pipeline has the Tioga Lateral, they call it, but some great impacts from that. So we're going to talk about that today on the program, too. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. Next hour, we're going to see if we can get your opinions on three of the top 25 coldest cities in America, which come from North Dakota.
We're going to talk frostbite.
Yeah. So anyway.
And wind chill.
All that and more coming up. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550, and folks waiting to weigh in here already.
Morning there, Scott and Steve. I'd like to connect the dots between Craig Cobb and Grand Forks, North Dakota. On October 8th, the City Council in Grand Forks passed a non-discrimination law against anyone who is LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and a landlord, meaning that if you're an LGBT, you can move into any property in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and the landlord has no legal recourse to evict you. The connection to Mr. Cobb is that I think that would solve all his problems. Forget about Leaf, forget about the protests. All he's got to do is say, even if he isn't, say he's an LGBT, he can move to Grand Forks, take over an entire apartment complex, and nobody can do a thing about it. Now, that would be an interesting story. All right, gentlemen, thank you for a job well done yesterday. Bye-bye.
I don't think they get the land prices quite the same in Grand Forks as Leaf.
Plus, I'm thinking he's from Leaf. That'd be one way to solve Leaf's problem, right? By the way, a similar ordinance passed, a resolution in support of a similar ordinance, I should say, passed last night unanimously in the Fargo City Council. John in Hope, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was listening to your interview when you were talking with a lady from Minnesota that's running for nomination for the Senate. Run against Al Franken?
Yeah, let me just quickly explain to the rest of the audience that didn't hear that interview, because that only aired on two of our stations, not on all five stations that are airing this program. But Julianne Ortman is one of, I think, six or seven candidates for the GOP nomination to run against Al Franken and won a straw poll over the weekend. But she's a Republican candidate for Senate in Minnesota. So go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, I guess if I would have been able to... would have gotten in, the question I would have asked her, or any of the other Republican candidates, she said several times that Al Franken has to defend his record, but he doesn't. What he's going to do, and what the Democrat Party and the St. Paul Pioneer Press and the Minneapolis Tribune is, they are going to do a character assassination on whoever from the Republican Party gets the nomination, but especially if they're conservative. He's got $3.5 million or whatever, I think you said, and about $3.4 million of it will go into character assassination, and then maybe with the other $100,000, he'll just try and defend his record. But
welcome to politics, right?
Yeah, tit for tat.
Unfortunately, that's a sad state of affairs.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hinnon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All questions, calls, welcome. Our guest later on this hour, bottom of the hour, former Vice President Dick Cheney is going to be our guest to discuss his new book, Heart, An American Medical Odyssey. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk with the CEO and President Terrence Cuttrick of Alliance Pipeline on the new Tioga Lateral Pipeline, what that's going to do for infrastructure. Taking a lot of roads, freeing up a lot of roads, taking a lot of trucks off the valuable infrastructure out in the oil patch.
We have a call that came in off the air and some others waiting. Bob, let's go to Bob in Grafton. Bob, you're first to go at 800-228-0550 for this segment. What's on your mind?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you? Great show yesterday. And I would give you guys an A, and just to be nice, let's give Mr. Cobb a D-. And he does have the right to, you know, voice his opinions. And my point yesterday when I called in was about the flag, you know, that he flies his banner for what he wants to stand for. That banner, the Nazi flag, the swastika, you know, that symbolizes a very dark history in human history, not just whites and Jews, and just human history in general, World War II. Now, you know, that flag represents genocide, tyranny. You know, as far as I can remember, the Americans or the English or the Canadians or Australian or whoever was in that World War II, we didn't round up German citizens, men, women, and children by the train load and take them off and gas them. So, you know, that was my whole point yesterday. I told him that I'm a veteran and I served my country and defended my Constitution, freedom of speech and everything and all that it entails. But where he's going to get all this pushback is the flag, his banner for his route that he's taking here. And I, furthermore, I would say, you know, as far as the nice little town of Leeds there, he needs to ask himself, what is he bringing to that community to enhance that community? What is he bringing to help that community? Nothing.
Well, it's not about enhancing that community, Bob. It's not about enhancing that community. It's about furthering their cause. And that was the point I brought up yesterday. You know, they talk about the whites under attack in this country. But what are you doing to the people that are living in that community? You're attacking a predominantly white community. So in his words, you know, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be fighting against, I guess, in theory. But it makes no sense. It's just double talk on his part.
It is. It's hypocritical and it's a double talk. You know, I mean, a lot of white people died in World War II at the hands of the Nazi Third Reich. And
by the way,
so I don't understand this guy.
Sorry to interrupt, Bob, but what I wanted to say is your question was the one I most wanted him to answer, and it was towards the end of the segment, as I recall, and he went on some twisted history lesson of trying to defend. I took it he was about to try and defend, you know, distortions or whatever, some of the old conspiracy theories that have long been disproven, and unfortunately he wouldn't answer the question. Let me play devil's advocate with you for a moment. Despite the fact that I couldn't agree with you anymore, that's the sickest part of their view. Are you in the camp that, as a veteran, you know, dislike the opinion as much as you do, but he has a right to it?
Well, I do believe, yes, because, you know, like I say, I mean, I don't agree with him at all. 100% disagree with his views. However, we do live in the United States of America, and I did serve my country, and many veterans died, lost their arms, legs, shed their blood, fathers, brothers, sisters. A lot of people died for the freedoms that we have in this country. I can't not say that, because then I would be hypocritical in what I'm saying here, what I stand for. But I do disagree with him and his views 110%. And if he wants, you know, if he would just kind of go about this a different way. The Nazi flag, I mean, that is just so offensive to all different races. And I don't understand why he thinks he shouldn't be getting any pushback. And about this thing at Canada, when he said that he hasn't been convicted of any crimes in Canada, well, I suppose he's probably right. If you're a fugitive, you actually have to go to court before you can get convicted. So I thought that was kind of comical when he said that.
That was the best dance by far. Thanks, Bob.
Bob, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, where that starts with me is with the veterans. You know, when Americans died fighting that flag and what that flag stands for, that's where I have the biggest problem with that. Let's go to an off-air call.
Hey, I was listening to the guy from Leeds, I think his name was Craig, and the show and the discourse that it took. I guess I would have to say that as a freedom-loving American God-loving Christian, I am ashamed at the response that everybody took towards the man. You know, we don't have to agree with people's particular points of view, beliefs, or their mannerisms and particular intricacies. But as Christians and freedom-loving Americans, we found our country was founded on freedom and liberty. Every man gets to decide what he or she wants to do with themselves, how they wish to believe, how they choose to practice, whether we agree with it or not. It's just like, you know, I want to hark her back. It's interesting that today I got the quote, or that my message was from Timmy. My prayer was in Matthew about how we have to live in love, live as God lived, live in love in our lives as Jesus did. And whether Jesus loved people or didn't like people or didn't prefer about people or whatever their particular walk in life was, he loved. And if we're going to beat back any kind of hate, no matter what side it comes from, it's not going to come from animosity and vitriol and particular points of view towards somebody that we don't like. We're going to have to win it with love. So that's my comment, and I hope people hear it. Thanks.
Well, they heard it, and they can agree or disagree with it by calling us at 800-228-0550. There's a caller, ashamed, that was his words, ashamed at the responses towards him, and we've heard that from others. I mean, I really see our listeners sort of in one of three camps on this, if we were keeping a tally, Steve. And one is, hey, I disagree with them, but they have the right to their opinion. It's what makes America great, right? Two is throw the book at them, sick. You use every tool you possibly can, Leith, to oust these folks. And the other is sort of in this camp, that, you know, you love your neighbor, even when you vehemently disagree. And let us know which best represents your opinion.
Yeah, the part with this that really gets under my hide, besides the flag part, is the fact that the one caller that called in yesterday, I say, why don't they go off somewhere else if they want to build a community that their mores, their values, then go do that someplace else. Don't take over a community that already is established, that has their own set of values, that small agriculture community that's Leith. You're attacking them. And I firmly feel that they're being attacked. They're under attack. That community is under attack. That way of life that those people have established, and when you start talking to people in the community, there's generational farming there.
And we had people yesterday pushing back against Leith changing the rules. And I mean, to me,
they're their rules.
Leith has the ability to alter their ordinances. You know, communities do it all the time.
Go off someplace else and establish your own community. Build your own town. Do whatever you want to do. This is America.
But do you still love them, to go to the caller's point? Can't bring yourself to say you love Craig Kopp, can you?
You know what? I don't hate him probably as much as most, but I hate what he stands for.
800-228-0550. Interesting report card from you listeners. Thank you very much. Dick Cheney, when we come back, on his new book about his heart.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Leigh. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Leigh. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind all across the Northern Plains, Tuesday edition of the program, and we're honored to be joined by the former Vice President of the United States, a great public servant, Dick Cheney, who has written a phenomenal book about heart. Literally, the heart muscle, an American medical. Mr. Vice President, nice to have you back. How you been?
Well, I'm great, ever since I got a new transplant.
Yeah, no kidding. You're a miracle. Not every day we talk to a miracle, but boy, after reading this book, it's very obvious. And I mean, your struggle with heart disease was well known, 5 heart attacks and the heart transplant. And I guess, you know, you always found yourself in the news in one way or another. But I mean, when you get into the details of everything you endured in your time, I mean, to be in the condition you're in today, you're really a miracle, aren't you?
Well, I am, and it's testimony to what modern medicine has been able to achieve. You know, when I had that first heart attack in 1978, most of the techniques, the devices, the cholesterol-lowering drugs, all those things that have extended and saved my life didn't even exist in 1978. So it's been a tremendous burst of innovation, if you will, that makes it possible to live with coronary artery disease.
I think a lot of people would probably be surprised you'd write a book about this and think that you'd be, you know, you, of course, you wrote your great book about your time in government service and are most known for your skills as a vice president and a secretary of defense, your time in government and serving a president. So why a book about your heart?
Well, what happened a couple of years ago, before I got the transplant, I was then living on a pump that kept me going until I could get a transplant. I got an invitation to go to the Cleveland Clinic. They were having a big conference on modern cardiology and innovation, and they had the suppliers coming and the docs coming, but they decided they needed a patient. So they called me and said, look, we think you've had virtually everything done to you you can do to a heart patient. Would you come be our patient for the day? Which I did. They said they're playing for me, and then my doc and I went up and talked about my case over the years. And out of that experience, we figured if the Cleveland Clinic, one of the foremost heart institutes in the world, was interested in studying my case, that in fact there was a story to be told there. And that's what we've done, is we've written the book together. John Reitner is my cardiologist, and we use my case to illustrate the development of things like stent, like implantable defibrillators, like heart transplant, like the left ventricular assist device, and cholesterol-lowering drugs. All of these are things that saved my life over the years. And in the end, of course, I was fortunate to be a candidate for a transplant and to receive one. And the story there is really one of hope, of the extent to which we've made tremendous progress over the last 40 years in defeating and figuring out ways to live with coronary artery disease.
Mr. Cheney, Steve Bakken here. Going through that journey, it must have been daunting. You know, it's always on edge, not knowing what the future held with your health is concerned. Does Obamacare and your journey tell a story? You know, you're a story about medical working, the medical system here in the United States working, and I have a hard time picturing you being with us talking today if you were under Obamacare.
Well, you've got a key point. The things that kept me alive, as I say, were the product of what I believe is the best healthcare system in the world. I'm sure we can always find ways to improve it, but it is a miraculous system in terms of what we're capable of producing. Enormously talented people, hard work, entrepreneurs willing to take chances and so forth. What I worry about with Obamacare is I think it totally ignores the impact it may well have on that system. You've got the medical device tax, for example. They want a tax from the first dollar of revenue the devices that are now available to prop your arteries open. Get a stent instead of having to do open heart surgery and a bypass. That's a tremendous development. It saves millions of lives. They want to tax that. The guys that originally put that together, the two docs that came up with the idea, didn't have any money to invest. They got a third party, an investor, put up $250,000, and out of that came this tremendous device. So they sold it to Johnson & Johnson, and now, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the country, maybe millions, have had stents. And if you're going to tax that, impose that kind of burden on those people when they're first starting out, so they have to pay taxes on the first dollar of revenue, that's that would be very unfortunate. My guess is it would be a dampening effect, if you will, upon the capacity of that system to produce the wonders that it has.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney with us. He has a new book out called Heart, an American Medical Odyssey. You talk a lot about in the book about how, you really, said goodbye to your family. I mean, you really were living with the prospect that, your life could end at any time. I'm curious what advice you would have for, fellow heart patients out there that know they have heart disease. In your case, you had 5 heart attacks. So I would imagine that, every time there was a little strange pain in your chest somewhere along the line, let alone the pump and all the other things that you dealt with, had to sort of change your perspective a little bit. How do you function as a father, grandfather, vice president of the United States, and at the same time, battling those health issues that could end your life at any moment?
Well, the way I felt about it was significantly affected when I had that first heart attack. I was in the middle of my first campaign for Congress in '78. And I asked my doctor in Cheyenne, I said, does this mean I have to give up my campaign? And he said, oh, heck, Dick, hard work never killed anybody. That's what I took away from the conversation. He also said, spending your life doing something you don't want to be doing, he said, that's stressful. But he said, if you feel up to it and you want to do it, go for it. And I sort of lived by that motto for the next 35 years. I was always, I didn't think about the jobs as being stressful. I thought about how fortunate I was to be able to do those things. And when I did have an incident, say a heart attack or need to change medications or some other problem that went with the disease, I couldn't wait to get that behind me and then get on with my job. So I didn't worry about dying in that sense that I thought it could happen at any minute. In some sense, we all face that every day. But rather, I thought about it as eventually technology is going to run out, my time is going to run out, and someday I will die of coronary artery disease, of end-stage heart failure, and that's exactly what happened to my dad. But I expected it and anticipated it, and by the time I got to end-stage heart failure in the summer of 2010, I figured that was it. But I was over 70 years old. I'd had a fantastic life, a wonderful family. And I had accepted in my own mind the fact that sooner or later my day would come, and I thought it was just about there.
We're talking with former Vice President Dick Cheney on his new book. Want to pivot a little bit here, Mr. Vice President. Some of the current things going on in the news with the spying that's going on with some of the world leaders. It wasn't that long ago. We just had the occurrence where it was big news that Israel was spying on us. This is common occurrence between world powers. Information is power, of course, and you're always looking over each other's shoulder, no matter what friend or foe. The question I've got is it possible that a seated president and administration wouldn't know that this is going on?
Well, I'm going to beg off on that one. I haven't been in the loop since I left office a little over almost 5 years ago now. And if there were such a program, it would be classified and it would be inappropriate for me to talk about it.
And, how about this one? From a hypothetical standpoint, if a program like that did exist, what seems to me to be a head scratcher would be that the president of the United States wouldn't know about it, which he's which he's currently saying. So whether it exists or not, if it existed, would a president know about it?
That is pretty hypothetical. Now, you guys have got to ask, but I've got to say that it really would be inappropriate for me to talk about it. Let me make a generic statement here. Our intelligence community is enormously capable, talented, hard-charging people working for it, carrying out the directions of the commander-in-chief. And they collect an enormous amount of intelligence, analyze it, and it's vital for the conduct of the nation's affairs. We need to know what's going on out there around us, whether it's in the economic arena or the national security arena or terrorism, or whatever it might be. And that machine, if you will, that organization, that institution that collects that data is a national asset. But it's also something that the reasons why it needs to be classified. One of the worst things that's happened in my experience is Snowden and having, I think, turned traitor. He's an absolute treason that he's committed, and he's doing enormous damage to the United States by revealing secrets that he was sworn not to reveal.
You know, I still get fan mail from overseas concerning an interview I did with you right before the midterm elections in 2006, in which we talked about waterboarding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just one lowly little talk show host here, for crying out loud. The vitriol directed at you for keeping America safe is extraordinary, legendary. Yet many of the very same programs that you were criticized for remain in existence today under a Democratic president. Do you feel a little vindicated in that regard?
Well, first of all, I don't regret what we did. I think we did exactly the right thing. I'd do it again in a minute. Secondly, there's this notion that they're continuing our policies, but there's some serious question about them. He's done everything he can to try to close Guantanamo. So far, he's been unsuccessful. He did shut down the interrogation program. He is using drones fairly effectively. But that was our innovation, and I think that makes good sense. But I really worry that the direction we're moving in dramatically reduces our ability to influence events. The drawdown in the Middle East, cutting our force deployments in the Gulf in half. Saw Ray Odierno, the chief of staff of the Army, said just this last week that he only has two combat-ready brigades. Two brigades. That's not even a division. We're in terrible shape, but we've gotten to the point where that's all we've got by way of U.S. Army capability that you could deploy tomorrow. So he is, this administration is doing enormous damage. For a while, they wanted to try to investigate and prosecute the people that ran the interrogation program for us when they'd all been absolved of any wrongdoing already. So I have trouble buying into the notion that what they're doing is just the same thing we did. I think that, in fact, they've done one thing well, and that was to take out bin Laden, but that wouldn't have happened without some of the information that we developed early on from our interrogation program.
Mr. Cheney, we got about 10 seconds or less. In your eyes, what's the Obama administration's legacy?
Probably the worst of any administration in my lifetime, both domestically and internationally. I think they're doing enormous damage to the country. Our friends no longer trust us. Our adversaries no longer fear us. And here at home, he's headed for a socialist state.
Can we survive it?
Well, it depends. We've got to get out there, and those of us who oppose it, and do everything we can in the upcoming election to elect
people.
Roll
up the sleeves and go to work.
Fight it.
Mr. Vice President, congrats on the new book. We're rooting for Liz. Good to talk to you. Take care.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I would like to know or have the question asked if the proceeds from this book are going to help other people with their heart problems, maybe particularly people that can't afford the opportunities that Mr. Cheney did or don't have the insurance that Mr. Cheney did. So I'm just curious to know if any portion of the proceeds of the profits from this book are going to a charity to help people like that. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure Obamacare will take care of it. You don't need the profits from Mr. Cheney's book. It's his book.
Sorry, we're
fair and square.
That came in late enough for us not to be able to ask him, but I do recall when they rolled the book, they announced the book, that there were plans to donate proceeds to charity with his cardiologist being involved in that, but I don't remember the exact details of it. Anyway, appreciate the call.
You don't need it. Obamacare will take care of it.
800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. You know, Dick Cheney, I think, is a prime example of someone that You know, do you remember the movie A Few Good Men?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson's character in that movie?
You don't want to stand on that wall.
You need me on that
you
wall.
Need me on
America
that wall.
America needs someone on the wall. And I've always thought of Dick Cheney as that kind of guy. For one, I've had the honor of interviewing him many times, including as a sitting vice president. And I did an interview with him. Literally, it became the subject of an hour and a half White House press briefing with Tony Snow and the press parsing his words on because he essentially acknowledged that we waterboarded in an interview with me before that was out there. And then they had to walk that back a little bit. But of course, people went crazy over that. Well, again, we now know details of waterboarding where it was used on just a handful of individuals. Multiple times.
Worst of the worst.
Worst of the worst, and it gleaned information that ultimately saved lives, right? And so my opinion of Dick Cheney is you need somebody like that who just is taking the oath of office to protect and defend the United States of America very, very seriously. And realizing that there is a real world out there with a lot of bad actors who mean to take us on. I'm thumbs up on especially in a post 9/11 world that there's people like Dick Cheney in government.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that guy has been the most maligned. He's a pinata. I mean, he is hated.
I do feel a little remiss though. We need to get him back on the phone because I forgot to invite him pheasant hunting here in North Dakota. He's not been.
He should have. No, he goes to South Dakota every year. So he's a avid pheasant hunter. But he's chosen South Dakota over North Dakota. Can you believe that?
Jeez.
And he has. I actually sort of have a standing, wink and a nod. Hey, I hear you. You know, your broken record on that. We'll get to North Dakota at some point. So it'd have been perfect time now that he's in tip-top shape with a
now
new heart and everything else. Yeah, exactly right. Let's go to West Hope, and Bob wants to weigh in here on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Well, you know why you don't want to come to North Dakota, don't you?
Why?
It's too darn cold for him.
Tell you what, I'm checked off about this new survey.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I've got to find out, where are you sitting at? In Bismarck radio station or Fargo or Minneapolis or where?
Well, our flagship is K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, and, Steve and I are all over. We happen to be in Fargo today, but... We're in Bismarck, we're in Tioga, we're all over the place.
Wherever there's a story, wherever there's news, and it pertains to North Dakota, we'll be there.
Okay, now, when it pertains to news, why don't you guys make a trip up to the Alamito Dam and the Rafferty Dam on the Canadian side? They call it the Souris River. On our side, it is the Mouse River.
It is. Exactly right. Thank you for that clarification.
We had that debate on the show one day.
Exactly. Yeah. We settled it once and forever. It's the mouse. Don't call it the syrup.
You know, if we went to Canada, maybe we could bring Mr. Cobb with us and show him some of the fine sights up in Canada.
Now, what you got to do is fly or drive through all the bridges all the way through from west to Sherwood and come in north of West Hope out here and see how high the water is and the dams up there. How many gallons of water that's up there.
Are they holding a lot of water right now, or are you worried about potential flooding on the Mouse?
Next spring, I'm sure we're going to be big-time flooded. The highways will be all underwater if they don't start releasing fast.
Bob, do you watch this year to year? I mean, do you benchmark it? I mean,
I keep a track pretty close to it.
And how would you compare this to 2 years ago?
2 years ago, our water in this time of the year was barely crinkling through the Boundary Creek out here that goes from the Turtle Mountains into the creek, and then it goes into the Mouse River. And that was down just about to nothing because my cows were hard to get in there to get water. Then that spring, it flooded big time, and it hasn't went down since. Now I can't even use that little prairie road to get across because that's underwater. So,
interesting. Well, I mean, that's worthy of keeping tabs on. Obviously, timing is such a big deal. Timing of the melt and timing of how much more snow we get.
And we've had a lot of moisture recently, too.
Yeah,
which
all that rain we've had, it just keeps on building up and up. The river is actually, I think, is raised about another foot up here. So... But they can't
your invite for us to be up in that neck of the woods is just to let folks know what's coming.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That way,
all right, well,
we get the governor and you guys just take a trip.
Can we stop by for coffee, Bob?
I would definitely enjoy that.
Uh-huh. We like those.
We'll do that.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Carbo rolls, yes, we're in.
Slice of pie. Thanks, Bob. More What's On Your Mind coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.